Okay, thank you. Hey, everybody. Thank you for that fabulous teaching, Regina. I missed the last few minutes of it. I was called away, but it was excellent. And let me say the same to Anne. Thank you, Anne, for that fabulous teaching this morning. It was excellent. Good stuff, guys. We are here for As It Is, and in this program we have been looking at The Way of Effortless Mindfulness, Locke Kelly's book. We are going to start with a mindfulness glimpse. So I will share my screen. Dawn will tell me if I can be heard, because she's great like that. I appreciate your help, Dawn. So let me share. If I can be heard over the music, it's the idea. And it's an ugly screen, so you're going to close your eyes anyway, I think. So, well, this says open or close. But anyway, you won't want to share the screen because stare at the screen because it's ugly. Dawn, quit laughing at me. Okay, here we go. Play. All right, I don't know how that sounds, but you'll tell me, right? Sounds okay? Good, 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 good. Got two thumbs up. Siskel and Ebert here. That's great. Okay, so this glimpse is called Loving Kindness and Compassion Are Already Here. Discover that loving kindness and compassion are already here. Sit comfortably, eyes open or closed, and be aware of all your senses. Notice the activity of thinking in your head. Local awareness from thoughts in your head. Let local awareness move down to know your jaw from within your jaw. Local awareness move down below your neck. Sense the awareness, aliveness, and space directly from within your body. Aliveness together as awareness energy. Without going to sleep, and stay aware without going to thought to know. Space in the center of your body. Feel as if you have relocated knowing from thinking in your head to this embodied heart mind within you, which you are now aware from. Notice that you can invite and welcome any thoughts and emotions into the space of your heart mind. So you can remain at home in open-hearted awareness and have information from the office of your head come to you as if by Wi-Fi. Feel the sense of effortless ease, well-being, and okayness when you are here. Is a subtle sense of joy, tenderness, loving kindness, bliss, or compassion naturally arising from here. Thank you. this natural loving kindness, nourishing every cell in your body, and beginning to open outward to everyone and everything all around. Center from head to heart, so you can look out from the eyes of your heart mind and see how everything looks and feels. Join with the natural loving kindness and allow it to radiate outward. Always been for all beings well and happy. May all beings be free of suffering and experience naturally interconnected love. Invite anyone who wants to share about their experience to do so. I see Dawn had to stop in the middle of her meditation to type that the music stopped. Thanks, Dawn. It was a pause in the music. I thought, oh, poor Dawn. She's working so hard, she can't even sit here and do her glimpse. Thank you, Dawn. And Jay noted that it was very peaceful. Good, good, Jay.
Yeah, okay. You're better at this than I would have ever imagined. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, wow, this is like top quality stuff here. I mean, this is I just wouldn't you know, that's how you get to know someone and you form an impression of them. Like, I would never think Jacqueline Eckert would do guided meditations. You know, like, that's just not something that I would think you're going to be coming up with, right? But that goes to show, what do I know, right?
Yeah.
And it was just beautiful. I mean, it was the tone of your voice too was, you're a very authentic person, and you really, how do I put this? When I do guided meditations, I think I try to be peaceful. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I put some sort of trying into it, and you had like zero trying. You were just really being your natural voice, which I found have a more profound effect than trying to go into some tone of voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you didn't try to make any tone of voice different than what you normally talk. It was your inner intention, which shone through to guide us in. That felt very powerful.
Well,
so I think
I really appreciate that, Jay. That's very kind of you to say. Of course, now all future meditations are ruined.
I done screwed it up. Damn, sorry.
It's like they say when you're playing golf with somebody, if you want to mess with their swing, you say, do you breathe in or out on your back swing?
We'll just erase all of that. Just to off the record.
No, thank you for sharing, Jay. Dawn, go ahead.
I just love this metaphor that Locke Kelly uses, where he takes you step by step. And this time when he said, unhook your local awareness, I literally, in my mind's eye, it's like I was using the tool for good for once in my life. I was visualizing this hook and I could literally feel the hook just
wow.
Unhooking. And then as he was saying, move into the jaw, I felt my jaw like really intensely. And then I felt inside of myself below the neck. Ooh, sorry about that. Touched my microphone. And then I could feel myself in the heart. And then when he says this specific, I mean, the fact that we're in this technology age, I feel that this is such an amazing metaphor our ancestors did not have that we do. He says, you're in your heart, at your office, it's like you have this Wi-Fi going on. Mm. Now, 100, 200, however many years ago, no one would be able to relate to that metaphor. Mm. But we know the reality of Wi-Fi and how this invisible thing happening and Bluetooth and whatnot, how you can literally transfer a picture or words or whatever song through Bluetooth. I did it just yesterday while I was driving down the road with my little Bluetooth thing. And so I love that metaphor because it brings it home into something I can relate to. It makes sense to me. It's relatable and it's a metaphor, but yet it is, I feel as if that's exactly what's happening. And then something that I don't think has ever happened before is like this little mini vision occurred. It was really strange. It was like, this was literally a body. This thing right here, what Ron would call a food body, was like a bodysuit. And I literally was zipping, unzipping from the bottom all the way around. And I was unzipping. And as I peeked in what was inside, it was just like this infinite space. It looked like I was looking out beyond the stars. And then I went back to the heart area and it was like there were all these layers of zippers. And I unzipped that one.
Oh, wow.
And then unzipped that one. And then unzipped that one. And then that's when you said, okay, come back now. And I was like, if you notice and look really hard, I did not want to open my eyes.
Wow. That is so cool, Dawn. Thank you for sharing that. Very cool. So behind the zippers, behind the little zippers in your heart, what did you see?
It's like spaciousness.
Wow.
It's like if you were to look at, like, I want to say a starry night, but it's more like if there were no stars. So just a spaciousness. It's just like there was something there, obviously, because you felt the spaciousness and the fullness. But at the same time, it was like they say, no thing. So
wow, yeah. Very, very cool. Thank you. Thanks, Dawn. Shauna says, I first noticed I was aware of all the noises in the library. Then I noticed peace naturally expanded out to everyone and everything. It complements the Tao teaching really well. Good, yes. Thank you, Dawn. Shauna, that's your name. Shauna, thank you. I saw, by the way, a while ago, I saw people walking behind you, Shauna, that seemed very interested in what you were doing. I don't know if you've got folks on gallery view or speaker view or what, but people are like, they're trying to look over your shoulder to see what you're doing. It's kind of funny. Invite them on in. We just have to put the letters awakening together really big across the top of your screen, and then they can come in and join us and see for themselves. Yeah, Jay?
I think Shauna should have a sign, like one of those nice metal signs, you know, that she puts on the desk facing out. Here sits an Awakening Together member, you know, and then they can ask questions if they want.
That's good. We'll just make her wear a sandwich board and she can stand.
Yeah, this is so Shauna can overcome any inhibitions and fears. It's really for a spiritual purpose.
Sweet. All right. Okay. Anybody else want to share before we get to reading? Anne, you look like my cat when she wakes up from a nap. Sweet. Okay, here we go. We'll find where we were. So last, I'm going to read this couple paragraphs again. I'm on page 52 of Locke Kelly's book, The Way of Effortless Mindfulness. We read this last time, but I'll start here. It's about inner and outer doorways. He says, when working through the five foundations of effortless mindfulness, I have found that it is important to acknowledge different learning styles and doorways. Some people find it easier to access awake awareness by going deeply inward, hearkening to the adage, the kingdom of heaven is within, while others access awake awareness by opening outward, connecting to awake awareness that is greater than the small self. We can call these inner doorways and outer doorways. Whichever doorway we start with, we will end up being aware both from spaciousness and from within ourselves simultaneously. The mindful glimpses in the effortless mindfulness approach use both the outer and inner doorways to have local awareness shift through each of the five foundations of effortless mindfulness. And again, I just want to comment on Don's experience. I think it's really cool, Don, that you had the experience of actually unhooking when he tells you to unhook, because that term has always kind of puzzled me. So I love that you got the visual of that, of unhooking. Yeah, very cool. Okay.
Just real quick with that,
yeah.
When I saw the hook, but there was also a simultaneous felt sensation where there was like a subtle movement where I could feel it. Like, so it wasn't just the visualization, but I actually felt what he was talking about.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Chana, you feel it too? Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'll just have to continue reading about it because I haven't felt it unhooked like that personally. But I'm thrilled that you guys are doing that. It looks like Jay maybe needs to mute. Thank you. Okay, cool. All right. Transitioning. And wait a minute. I'm actually going to read this, but I want to make sure I'm in the right place again because, you know, it's been kind of sporadic. the whole office is in an upheaval given the move, but I think I'm in the right place, so I'm going forward from here. Page 53, transitioning from deliberate to effortless mindfulness. Locke says, I've developed a series of practices to help transition from deliberate to effortless mindfulness. These are initial techniques that introduce calm and focus as we work with effortless mindfulness to shift into an awake awareness-based view. They are a good entry point because deliberate mindfulness versions of these practices will be familiar to many mindfulness practitioners. They are the four postures of dynamic stillness, focusing on the breath from within the breath, beyond the meditator. Loving kindness and compassion are already here, and embodiment scan. And of course, I skipped ahead and we did the loving kindness and compassion are already here, which I did note as I was going through it, that does sound a lot like the Metta Sutta, right? You may know that as the Metta Sutra, but where this last part where we talked about feel how your deepest intention has always been for all beings to be well and happy. May all beings be free of suffering and experience naturally interconnected love. I don't have the Metta Sutta in front of me. You all may have remembered Helen talking about it. Helen Avery talking about it some time ago, but that's where
that is the Buddhist compassion meditation. And, you know, I'm pretty quickly here approaching the very end of my knowledge, but that's certainly part of it, where you wish loving kindness and compassion for all beings. So, okay, here we go. Locke says, one of the advantages of starting meditation training with deliberate mindfulness is that it uses commonly understood terminology and instructions. Bring your attention to your breath at your nostrils or belly. When we begin, that was in quotes. He says, when we begin effortless mindfulness, we need to be patient at first to experientially learn something new. And this is in quotes as well. He says, unhook local awareness from thought and have it move to know your jaw from within your jaw. Now have local awareness open to know the space around your body. End quote. He says, unhooking awareness has to be fast and direct so that awareness can separate from thinking. Otherwise, we may be simply stretching attention. We do not need to intellectually understand how local awareness directly knows any more than we need to know how we can balance on a bicycle. Similarly, we won't know what it feels like until we experience balance. We have to jump on the bike, push off, and get moving to balance and ride. So again, I got to go back to Don's experience and Shauna's as well. You know, just do it. Like Nike says, right? Just do it. And then you'll know what we're talking about. Go ahead, Don.
He said something very important that I just caught for the first time, but I feel it's so true. He mentioned what you just read about stretching awareness to make sure you're not doing that, but right. That you're feeling whatever it is. Like, for instance, he was using inside the jaw and then inside or below the neck, and then inside the breathing or heart. And I have to admit, for years even, I would do body scanning meditation. And what I'm realizing now, and the reason why this is, it probably never felt that healing and relaxing, and is because I was stretching my attention. Like most body scan awareness is you just feel into your body and what's going on. But I think that was the missing ingredient. I didn't realize I was stretching my attention. And what he's admonishing us is not to do that, that there's another way.
So let me ask, this is what I'm getting, and I don't know if this is what you're getting as well. Stretching attention, I'm actually getting a visual of it. It's kind of like pulling a balloon down from your head, right? It's like pulling that attention down from your head, as opposed to feeling, Jay's got a rubber band, as opposed to like feeling from, like he said, from within the jaw, or if you're doing this body scan, from within your shoulders out, feeling from there.
This particular stretching attention is all about the mind.
Yes.
And like that lady that we're talking about so much, I'm forgetting her name. Somebody help me.
Bernadette Roberts?
Yes. She mm-hmm. talks about our feelingness, like that feeling. This is different than the stretching attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a subtle felt sense, like what it feels like to be inside the body, whereas you're not in your head. You could be anywhere in your body. So that's what that I'm noticing from what you're reading right now. It's super helpful.
Because
I was stuck there for a long time.
That's very, very helpful. Thank you, Dawn. And Shauna says, that's a good point. Unhook. Don't stretch awareness while it is still in thought. Yeah. And Dawn agrees. Yes. Shauna said, is that a correct statement? Dawn agrees. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Don, did you have something else? I see Ron does. Well, do you, Don?
Well, I don't want to interrupt Ron, but it's like when I'm stretching my attention, I'm contemplating what Shauna's saying. Is that still thought? I know it's mind. It's the same when I was a schoolgirl and I was trying to look at my paper, read my paper, pay attention to the teacher, pay attention to my surroundings. It's that same vibe and energy. And I don't know if you notice or not, but that doesn't feel very relaxing at all. Yeah. It's like there's this.
It's like multitasking.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a. Yeah. There's like a tension to it, like almost like a little bit of stress. But this other way is, it's so relaxing. You're just like, it feels like you're taking a warm, soothing bath, but in your own self.
I
don't know how to
describe it. I love it. That's great. Ron.
Yeah, well, I guess I wanted to query Shauna. I guess the way I've been looking and using the unhooking is really unhooking my thought, my mind, the ego, to where all that's there is awareness. And not, I think what you're saying here is kind of a slightly different, which is unhooking awareness while it's still in thought. And I was just wondering if you could expand on that.
She has to type, I think, because she's at the library. Shh.
Okay. Putting her on the spot.
Let's see. Don't they have the whisper rule at the library, Shauna? For those of you listening on the radio, we're watching Shauna type and laugh and multitask. Oh, she laughed out loud. They're going to kick her out of the library. I felt a pull that was stretching attention instead of unhooking thought. Now she's playing charades. Three words. Ronald.
I'll go back to Don then. Don, when you felt what you felt, again, what was it? What did you visualize that you were unhooking?
Well, right when she said the words, when she was doing the meditation, and I saw this like big hook, but at the same time, it was like this flash of an image. And then at the same time, there was a subtle, like an energetic feeling of like if there actually was a hook inside my head. And I wish I had a hook right now, but like it was on there and then it just went. And as he was saying, go down the jaw, I just did what he said.
Come on, Ron, it's not hard.
No, it's hard to describe. I'm sorry.
But no, I actually can feel the unhooking. I can do that right away. So it's been a good practice for me, but I guess I was just, well, the way it's been working for me, and again, everyone's going to be, you know, slightly different potentially, was thought and ego was unhooking and kind of just kind of getting out of the way. And then what was left and showing up was just awareness. Mm. Interesting. Sweet. Okay. Well, yeah. Thanks cool. for everybody's input.
Yeah. Thank you all for sharing your experiences. It's really interesting to hear. Yeah.
I feel like I want to be like Regina and get some props and like, this
yeah,
is
you have to buy some props, tissues and hooks. And good. All right. So let's see. Locke says, as we do these mindful glimpses, it is important to note that local awareness does the shifting through all five of the foundations. This means that shifting does not employ imagination or effort by the ego manager or the meditator. Instead, it is the intelligence and intentionality of local awareness that unhooks itself from thought. When we do this, we are not creating a meditation state. Instead, it's like untying knots of consciousness that bind us to ignorance and suffering. That's interesting. You know, reminds me of the Course saying, you know, the truth will teach you of itself. You know, you just get quiet, provide the space, and truth will teach you of itself. So, sounds like something that all we can do is offer our intention and then let it happen. That's what it sounds like he's saying to me.
He goes on to say, the key is to learn how to move local awareness or experience how local awareness moves itself. Here is the unique thing about moving local awareness. When I ask you to unhook local awareness from the cloud of thought and emotion, I'm not talking to you, the ego mind, the manager, the small mind, or the small self. I'm talking to you, capital Y, the already awake being, and asking local awake awareness to separate out from thinking and know itself directly, either within or outside your body, and eventually both. The good part is that you do not have to know how to do this. If you say, I don't know how to do that, or I don't think I can do that, in one sense, you will be right. That you can't do it. Awareness will be letting go of that self and shifting to the vaster, interconnected sense of who you truly are. Yeah, Ron.
Okay, so I just had a flash. I think what I'm sensing here, because I mean that last part of the former paragraph was almost, I guess maybe a little esoteric or something, but to me, one of the things that I experience quite differently, and maybe this is something about what he's talking about, is when I drop from my head to my heart, the heart space, that's an unspoken, unthought intelligence that is aware. And I wonder if maybe there's some kind of, maybe it's the same kind of corollary, that's the heart space awareness. Because it says, you know, learn how to experience, the key is to learn how to experience local awareness moving itself. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, Don, go ahead.
What helped me with this local awareness is think of the old time theaters when you had someone on the stage and there was a spotlight. Okay, the light was only on that particular portion of the stage. And of course, it was angled to wherever the spotlight technician, where they were aiming it. If you notice, the second he says, you know, drop your attention down and wherever, like even your toe, like even now, if I said, pay attention to your left pinky toe, all of a sudden, what just happened? That's your spotlight, like the spotlight technician who's moving it anywhere on the stage. Well, your body is like your stage, and you move the spotlight of your awareness to, like, okay, on your left knee now. So when you're doing that, there's no thinking, because the thinking is the ego. So as you disengage from the ego, that's what he's talking about. It's not your ego who's unhooking. You're the awareness are moving it wherever he's saying to move it. In this case, down into the heart.
Okay. Thank you, Don. Yeah. And we'll certainly get an opportunity to do some more practice with this. In fact, here in a couple of paragraphs, we're going to do another mindful glimpse. So let's...
Can I just say that Shauna just wrote, who moves this awareness?
Thank you. And I didn't see that. Thank you.
Yeah, and I was going to say intelligence too, and Dawn said it, because that's what's controlling everything, right?
I suppose.
it's actually the thing that's doing everything. I mean, at least I know that intellectually, and even sometimes experientially, I can experience... awareness is much more powerful than me.
Yeah.
But then I, you know, vacillate. So.
Yeah. Thank you, Sharon. Jay?
I just wanted to express that that is how the principle, in my view, the principle of free will is chosen. That is the home of our free will, which is really what we choose to put our attention on. So when you say what facility in us, I call it a chooser, but it's the closest thing to the principle of free will that I could make an analogy to. It's that there is, I believe, some inherent capacity to do that, to choose, to move your attention. That movement capability is what I call free will, but it's really just a movement. So that's my thought on your question, Sharon.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah, and I guess for me, the jury's still out, so to speak.
You mean Jay was saying the ego is actually moving, and no, the awareness is, right? That's what I feel. Yeah, my experience is the awareness is the force.
I think Jay was saying that it's that's where our freedom of choice lies, and certainly that's what we're, you know, that's what we've been learning here and awakening together for a long time. You know, you do get to choose. You get to choose an inward focus or an outward focus. Mm-hmm. What I think I'm reading here in what Locke is saying is that that is the choice. You know, once that choice is made, then awareness takes over. And again, in Course in Miracles language, the truth teaches you of itself. So, So when you're unhooking from an outward focus, and an outward focus includes a focus on thought, you know, on the meanness of me, right? On the I-ness, the false I. That's what's being unhooked from. That's what I read Locke to say, but I don't know if somebody's having a different experience or interpretation, but that's the way I'm reading it.
No, it sounds right to me. It sounds clear. It's like Ron said, the choice to surrender.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me read these last couple of paragraphs here. He says, not all doorways or mindful glimpses are suited for everyone. So if one does not work for you, please let it go and move on to the next doorway to see if it opens for you. How sweet, right? See if this door will open. How sweet. Each person has a different learning style. So I have designed glimpses with inner and outer doorways that use visual, auditory, physical, perceptual, intuitive, mental and emotional approaches. Yay, that's surely we can find one of those doors that'll open for us, right? He says the best way to proceed is with the curiosity of an open mind and open heart to see if awareness can disidentify with your thinking mind and move on its own. I recommend you take the following mindful glimpses slowly, step by step, so that you can experience each movement for yourself. Once you become familiar with them, you can do them anywhere and at any time of day. Okay, so we're going to do another one to wrap up this hour. And so let me share. Let me get another drink. And I'll share my screen. Although, again, don't look at it. It's ugly. I'm just really sharing my sound. Okay. And okay. And I see in a minute the music's going to stop for a second. I just want to tell you, Don, so you don't have to come out of meditation for it. There's a little gap in the, yeah. So here we go. And there's a little bit of reading here first. So I'm going to get an introduction to this glimpse. This glimpse is called The Four Postures of Dynamic Stillness. It says, deliberate mindfulness instructions often begin with physical posture, concentrating on how to place your body in order to sit physically still with your back straight. In this effortless mindfulness variation, we will focus on stillness at the subtler levels of experience. Feel a different kind of dynamic stillness that can include movement. Find a way to sit comfortably. take a few deep breaths and relax, as if you've just finished a day's work. Become aware of your body and your breath as if they are in your awareness. Become aware of the space around you, the feeling of contacting what you're sitting on. Motion of breath happening by itself. Notice your whole body breathing. Notice that breath is happening by itself. And now, notice that awareness is also happening by itself. Notice how awareness is spacious like the sky. Sitting on the earth with a feeling of gravity and stillness. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just now. Rest your body in this one place with the stillness like a mountain. Space. like space within and all around. Deeper than sleep as the awareness that is wide awake. Find that which is already resting without any effort to rest. Rest as the invisible, awake awareness that is here now, arising as space, stillness, energies, and forms. And I will ask you to open your eyes, and I will end the program because we're out of time. And looks like Jay had his hand up, or maybe he's just saying goodbye. Bye, Jay. Bye, y'all. Thank you. It was lovely. I really enjoyed my time with you. Thank you so much.